The following is a Grihastha seminar given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 16th, 2012, in Denpasar, Bali, Indonesia.
So, I've been requested to do a seminar on Grihastha life. I am not a Grihastha though. I am Vanaprastha. So I'm on the by giving Prabhupada's words I can speak. Even though I'm not a Grihastha, I can still give a Grihastha seminar. Because I'm not speaking my words.
Karena saya tidak sedang menyampaikan kata-kata saya sendiri.
I am giving the teachings of Prabhupada.
Saya menyampaikan ajaran-ajaran Prabhupada.
So, to invoke the mercy of the great Acharyas and Srila Prabhupada, first I would like to say some mantras.
Untuk mengundang karunia dari para Acharya dan Srila Prabhupada, kita akan menyampaikan doa-doa.
Vandeham Sri Guru Shri Jatha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Padijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sivishakanditamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchat Yadeshatarine. I have written one article which is posted on the internet. It's called Spiritual Perfection in Householder Life.
Saya pernah menulis artikel di internet itu yang judulnya kesempurnaan rohani dalam kehidupan berumah tangga.
Our ISKCON temple in Pune is writing a manual, publishing a manual for householders.
ISKCON di Pune itu sedang menyusun sebuah manual atau buku pedoman untuk kehidupan.
And they asked me to write an article for their book.
Dan mereka meminta saya untuk menulis artikel untuk buku itu.
So my article is one chapter in their book.
Jadi artikel saya kemudian menjadi satu bab di dalam buku itu.
And anyone can read my article. It's in English. If you can read English, you can read my article.
Siapapun bisa membaca artikel itu kalau bisa baca bahasa Inggris.
You go to iskonstandards.com.
Bisa buka situsnya iskonstandard.com.
And there's a link there that will take you to my article.
Itu ada link di sana yang akan menghubungkan dengan artikel yang saya tulis.
So, this householder life,
kehidupan rumah tangga ini,
if it's conducted according to the instructions of the great Acharyas,
jika dilakukan, dijalankan dengan sesuai dengan petunjuk para Acharya,
a very powerful tool for attaining spiritual perfection.
Merupakan alat yang kuat sekali untuk mencapai kesempurnaan rohani.
So what is the meaning of spiritual perfection?
Apa artinya mencapai kesempurnaan?
Spiritual perfection means to awaken the dormant love of God which is currently lying within the heart.
Kesempurnaan rohani artinya untuk membangkitkan kembali rasa cinta kasih kepada Tuhan yang sekarang sedang berada dalam keadaan tertidur di hati.
So within the Vedic culture there are four different ashrams.
Di dalam budaya Weda itu ada empat ashram yang berbeda.
Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sanyasi. Any one of these four ashrams is a very sufficient tool for awakening the love of God within the heart.
yang manapun di antara tingkatan asrama ini cukup untuk bisa membangkitkan rasa cinta kita kepada Tuhan.
If it is conducted according to the instructions of the spiritual master.
Jika di kehidupan dijalani sesuai dengan petunjuk para acarya dan guru pengannya.
So, Prabhupada is giving a lecture in Gorakhpur, India on 12 February 1971.
Pada tanggal 12 Februari 1971, Srila Prabhupada pernah memberi ceramah di Gorakhpur, India.
He was talking about the 12 Mahajanas.
Prabhupada sedang menyampaikan tentang 12 Mahajana.
These are the great authorities in bhakti.
12 Mahajana ini adalah otoritas-otoritas besar dalam bhakti.
Prabhupada calls them Krishna's GBC.
Prabhupada menyebut para Mahajana ini sebagai GBC-nya Krishna.
So these original GBCs,
GBC yang mula ini,
Prabhupada said, 7 are grihasthas and 5 are brahmacharis.
7 di antaranya adalah grihastha, hanya 5 yang brahmachari.
Of the 12 great authorities in bhakti, 7 are grihasthas and 5 are brahmacharis.
Di antara 12 otoritas yang agung dalam ajaran bhakti ini, 7 adalah grihastha dan 5 brahmachari.
Lord Brahma, grihastha.
Dewa Brahma adalah grihastha.
Narada Muni, brahmachari.
Narada Muni, brahmachari.
Lord Shiva, grihastha.
Dewa Shiva, grihastha.
Kumaras, brahmachari.
Para Kumara adalah brahmachari.
Lord Kapila Dev, brahmachari.
Sri Kapila Dewa, brahmachari.
Swayambhuva Manu, grihastha.
Swayambhuva Manu, seorang grihastha.
Prahlad Maharaj, grihastha.
Prahlad Maharaj, juga grihastha.
Janak Maharaj, grihastha.
Maharaja Janaka, grihastha.
Grandfather Bhishma, brahmachari.
Bhishma adalah brahmachari.
Bali Maharaj, grihastha.
Maharaja Bali adalah grihastha.
Sukadev Goswami, brahmachari.
Sukadeva Goswami, brahmachari.
Yamaraj, grihastha.
Yamaraj, grihastha.
So, we don't want the brahmacharis and sannyasis to get discouraged. So we have a loophole for the brahmacharis and the brahmacharis and sannyasis to feel enlivened. If you count the 4 kumaras as 4, the brahmacharis and sannyasis appear.
Kita bisa menghitung para kumara itu 4, jadi itu adalah brahmachari juga.
There actually are 4 of them.
Memang mereka adalah.
So actually there's really 15 Mahajanas. And the brahmacharis win. But that's not the way traditionally the Mahajans are listed. They're always listed as the 12 Mahajanas. Kumaras are taken as a group and counted as one. Therefore, the grihasthas actually win. So the brahmacharis can take, and sannyasis can take the esoteric understanding and understand that they have also won. So, Prabhupada points out that anyone who knows the science of Krishna can become a Mahajana, a great transcendentalist.
Prabhupada menjelaskan siapapun yang mengetahui ilmu pengetahuan tentang Krishna itu bisa menjadi Mahajana.
So the householder should not think, oh, I'm trapped in the dark well.
Orang berumah tangga ini jangan berpikir dirinya sedang terjebak di dalam sumur gelap.
The householder should realize that I have equal facility as with the brahmacharis and the sannyasis for becoming a pure devotee of Krishna.
Orang berumah tangga hendak berpikir bahwa dirinya memiliki fasilitas yang sama dengan brahmachari ataupun sannyasi untuk menjadi sadarakan Krishna.
Just as the brahmacharis and sannyasis can follow the orders of the spiritual master and become perfect, in the same way the householder can follow the order of the spiritual master and become perfect.
Seperti halnya para brahmachari dan sannyasi bisa mencapai kesempurnaan dengan mengikuti perintah guru dengan sempurna, demikian pula para grihastha juga bisa mencapai kesempurnaan.
So, Prabhus and Matajis, it's not your ashram.
Jadi, Prabhu dan Mataji,
it's how dedicated you are to following the orders of the spiritual master.
Bukan soal ashram apa kita berada, tapi soal bagaimana dedikasi kita mengikuti perintah-perintah acarya dan guru tentang ashram ini.
That's a choice that each and every one of us make. That is a choice that each and every one of us make.
Asrama itu adalah pilihan yang sudah kita ambil satu,
You get to choose how much you want to be dedicated to following the orders of the spiritual master. It's your choice.
Kita harus memilih di mana kita akan bisa benar-benar berdedikasi, mengabdikan diri untuk menjalankan perintah-perintah guru.
Would you like to be a little bit dedicated?
Apakah ingin hanya sedikit saja berdedikasi?
And get a little bit of Krishna consciousness?
Hanya mendapatkan sedikit saja kesadaran Krishna?
Or would you like to be completely dedicated?
Atau ingin berdedikasi mengabdikan diri sepenuhnya?
And experience a whole ocean of Krishna consciousness.
Dan merasakan seluruh lautan kesadaran Krishna itu.
It's your choice.
Itu pilihan kita.
Actually, oceans and oceans of bliss are available.
Sebenarnya lautan kebahagiaan yang begitu luas sudah tersedia.
This is described by Srila Rupa Goswami.
Hal ini diuraikan oleh Srila Rupa Goswami.
I've been mentioning this verse in many of my classes. Maybe the other day I mentioned.
Saya sudah menyebutkan sloka ini dalam kelas-kelas saya sebelumnya.
It's from the Vidagdha Madhava.
Itu sloka dari Vidagdha
Madhava. Rupa Goswami. Tunde tandamani vateng vitanute tundavali laddaye karna kruda gadamani gatiyate kunavyade vrspiham cheta prangana sangani vijayate savendriyanam kritim no jane janita kriyadbir amritai krishneti varnadvai. Rupa Goswami says, I do not know how much nectar.
Rupa Goswami berkata, aku tidak tahu seberapa banyak nektar atau amrita yang ada.
These two syllables have produced.
Yang bisa dihasilkan oleh dua suku kata ini.
What are those two syllables?
Apa dua suku kata itu?
Krishna.
Itu Krishna.
I don't know how much nectar these two syllables have produced.
Aku tidak mampu mengukur seberapa banyak amrita yang bisa dihasilkan dua.
Because when I vibrate Krishna, it dances on my tongue.
Karena ketika aku mengucapkan nama Krishna, dia menari-nari di lidahku.
And there is so much nectar that my one little tongue can't capture all of that nectar.
Dan ada begitu banyak amrita yang tercipta sehingga satu lidahku tidak cukup untuk menangkapnya.
So Krishna, if you can kindly give me millions of tongues.
Jadi si Krishna mohon berkenan memberikan nambah.
Then I can get Then I can capture at least a little bit more of that nectar.
Sehingga hamba akan bisa menangkap sedikit lebih banyak lagi nektar-nektar ini.
And when those two syllables enter the holes of my ears,
dan ketika suku kata itu masuk ke dalam lubang telinga,
there's so much nectar.
Itu banyak amrita yang dirasakan.
Wow. My two little ears aren't big enough to capture all that nectar.
Dua telinga kecil hamba tidak cukup untuk menangkap.
So I need billions and trillions of ears.
Hamba menginginkan ada jutaan miliaran
to capture that nectar, at least a little bit more of that nectar.
Untuk bisa menangkap lebih banyak lagi nektar-nektar itu.
And then when Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart,
kemudian ketika Krishna masuk dan menari-nari di lubuk hati hamba,
my mind is completely conquered.
Pikiran hamba itu sepenuhnya sudah ditaklukkan.
And I am stunned.
Dan hamba terpaku.
In a state of transcendental wonder.
Dalam keadaan penuh kebahagiaan rohani.
So this verse applies equally to brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprasthas, and sannyasis.
Sloka ini bisa berlaku bagi secara setara bagi brahmachari, grihastha.
You don't have to be a sannyasi to taste Krishna prema.
Tidak harus menjadi sannyasi untuk merasakan Krishna prema.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written that one day while engaged in household activities,
Bhaktivinoda Thakur menulis ketika beliau sedang sibuk dalam kegiatan rumah tangga,
my house transformed into Goloka Vrindavan.
Di rumahku sudah berubah menjadi Goloka Vrindavan.
So the key is you can't think it's your house.
Kuncinya adalah kalau kita masih terus menganggap rumah itu rumah kita.
You can't think it's your wife.
Kita tidak bisa menganggap bahwa itu adalah istri kita.
You can't think it's your husband.
Kita hendaknya tidak menganggap suami itu sebagai suami.
Your kids.
Ataupun adalah anak-anak.
Your bank account.
Atau saldo bank milik saya.
Your scooter.
Atau motor saya.
There's a nice song written by Bhaktivinoda in this connection. He teaches the perfect mood for householders. Amara bolite prabhu ari kichu nai tumi amara matra pidu bandhu bhai. O Lord, nothing further remains that can be called mine.
Oh Tuhanku, tidak ada lagi sesuatu yang bisa aku anggap sebagai milikku.
Father, friend, brother.
Ayah, kawan ataupun saudara.
You alone are all these to me.
Hanya engkau satu-satunya segala-galanya bagiku.
Bandhu dara sutta, sutta tava dasi das, seito sambandha sabe amara prayas. My friends, wife, sons and daughters,
kawan-kawanku, istri, putra dan putri,
are now your servants and maidservants.
Sekarang adalah pelayan-pelayanmu dan
whatever care I take for them,
segala perawatan, segala pemeliharaan yang kuberikan bagi mereka,
is only as they related to you.
Hanya kalau segalanya itu terhubung, jika terhubung dengan dirimu.
Dhana jana griya dara tomara bolia rakakori ame matra sevako haya. Declaring that my wealth,
aku menyatakan bahwa kekayaanku,
family members, home and wife,
anggota keluarga, rumah dan istri,
are truly yours.
Sebenarnya adalah milikmu.
I continue as a mere servant to dutifully protect them.
Aku terus menjaga kedudukanku untuk menjaga merawat mereka dengan baik.
Tamara kareyatari uprajibodhan tamara sangsadi vyaha koreye vahan. For the purpose of your service,
dengan tujuan untuk melayanimu,
I will earn money.
Aku akan menghasilkan uang, mencari uang.
And bear the expense of maintaining your household.
Kemudian menanggung segala biaya untuk memelihara rumah tanggamu.
Balo mandanahi jane seva matra kori, tomare sangsara ami vishaya prahari. I know nothing of what is good is bad.
Aku tidak tahu apapun yang baik ataupun buruk.
I simply render my service.
Aku hanya melakukan pelayanan-pelayananku.
I am but a watchman.
Aku hanya yang menyaksikan.
Set to guard the properties of your household.
Yang ditentukan, ditetapkan untuk menjaga segala hak milik.
Tomara ichaya mora indiya chalana shavana darshana grana bojana vasana. I exercise my senses only according to your direction.
Aku menggunakan indriya-indriyaku hanya sesuai dengan petunjukmu.
And thus I desire to hear, see, smell and taste.
Dengan cara seperti itu baru aku berkeinginan untuk mendengar, merasakan atau
nija suka lagi kichu nari koriar bhakti vinod bole tava suke sar. I no longer do anything for my own pleasure.
Aku tidak lagi melakukan apapun demi kepuasanku sendiri.
Bhakti Vinod says, your pleasure is the essence of everything.
Kepuasanmu adalah inti dari segalanya.
So if a householder will adopt this mood,
jadi orang yang berumah tangga hendaknya memiliki mood seperti ini,
you'll become paramahams.
Maka akan menjadi seorang paramahamsa.
Prabhupada one time said that the grihasthas who were assisting him in his preaching mission,
Prabhupada pernah berkata bahwa para grihastha yang membantu beliau, mendampingi beliau dalam mengembangkan misi,
they were in the highest order of sannyas. They were paramahamsas.
Mereka adalah para paramahamsa, yaitu tingkat sannyas yang tertinggi.
So there are different rules in different ashrams.
Jadi ada aturan yang berbeda-beda untuk asrama yang berbeda-beda.
A brahmachari addresses every woman as mataji.
Seorang brahmachari memanggil, memandang semua wanita lain sebagai mataji.
He doesn't intermingle with the opposite sex.
Dia tidak berbaur dengan sembarangan dengan lawan jenis.
He absorbs himself deeply in study.
Dia mengkhususkan dirinya dalam belajar.
In preaching work.
dan dengan kegiatan pengajaran.
In puja.
Dan juga melakukan puja.
In developing all the saintly qualities.
Dan bagaimana mengembangkan semua sifat-sifat suci.
And the house order, he has a different duty.
Sedangkan orang berumah tangga punya kewajiban yang berbeda.
He takes a wife.
Ia menerima seorang istri.
He takes the responsibility to deliver her from the cycle of birth and death.
Ia mengemban tanggung jawab untuk menyelamatkan istrinya dari perputaran kelahiran dan kematian.
The wife is not accepted as a machine for sex enjoyment.
Istri tidak dipandang sebagai mesin untuk memuaskan keinginan seksnya.
But she is taken as a partner in Krishna consciousness.
Tapi istri dipandang sebagai partner, sebagai rekan dalam kesadaran Krishna.
So Prabhupada has given very nice instructions on householders.
Prabhupada memberikan ajaran yang baik sekali tentang kehidupan rumah tangga.
When we joined the movement back in the 60s, we were the early devotees, we were all hippies.
Ketika awal gerakan kesadaran Krishna, pertama yang bergabung itu kebanyakan adalah para hippies.
We knew absolutely nothing about Hindu culture or Vaishnava principles. We didn't know anything, nothing.
Kami tidak tahu apapun tentang budaya Hindu atau etika Vaishnava atau budaya Vaishnava.
Prabhupada had to teach us absolutely everything.
Prabhupada sudah mengajarkan mutlak segalanya.
We were actually it was the free love movement. The hippie movement was free love. You see, there was no restriction sex. There was no restriction on sex pleasure for the hippies.
Para hippie itu adalah gerakan kebebasan cinta, cinta secara bebas. Tidak ada aturan apapun dalam hal cinta bagi para hippies.
But Prabhupada's mercy was so powerful.
Tapi karunia Srila Prabhupada begitu perkasa.
The nectar of Krishna consciousness was so unbelievably sweet.
Amrita dari kesadaran Krishna itu manis luar biasa, tak terbayangkan.
That we could give up this sex life, you see.
Itu bahwa kami bisa meninggalkan kehidupan hubungan.
And become happily situated as brahmacharis.
Dan bisa mantap pada kedudukan brahmachari dengan
grihasthas, vanaprasthas, sannyasis.
Kedudukan sebagai grihastha, vanaprastha ataupun sannyasi.
Actually, in this Vedic culture,
sebenarnya budaya Weda ini,
everyone's a brahmachari.
Dalam budaya Weda semuanya adalah seorang brahmachari.
Prabhupada says that those who use sex only for producing Krishna conscious children, they are brahmacharis also, grihastha brahmachari.
Prabhupada juga mengatakan mereka yang melakukan hubungan seks hanya untuk mendapatkan anak itu juga adalah seorang brahmachari, mereka grihastha brahmachari.
So that means we have five kinds of brahmacharis in ISKCON.
Di ISKCON kita punya lima jenis brahmachari.
We have brahmachari brahmacharis.
Yaitu brahmachari-brahmachari,
brahmacharini brahmachari,
brahmacharini brahmachari,
grihastha brahmacharis,
grihastha brahmachari,
vanaprastha brahmacharis,
vanaprastha brahmachari,
and sannyas brahmacharis,
juga sannyasi brahmachari.
Brahmachari, 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 brahmachari. That is ISKCON, you see. Brahmachari.
Ada lima brahmachari seperti itu di ISKCON.
Brahmachari means one who only uses sex for procreation.
Brahmachari artinya orang yang menggunakan hubungan seks hanya untuk mendapatkan anak.
There's nothing wrong with sex.
Tidak ada yang salah dengan hubungan seks.
If it's used according to religious principles.
Kalau digunakan sesuai dengan prinsip-prinsip dharma.
Balang balavatang chaham kama kama raga vivarjitam damar vrigudo bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshava. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text number 11.
Jadi Krishna bersabda dalam Bhagavad Gita, 7, 11.
This is the 7:11 verse. That sex is me if it's according to religious principles. That's me.
Krishna bersabda, hubungan seks itu adalah aku jika itu dilaksanakan sesuai dengan prinsip-prinsip dan.
But sex which is not according to religious principles.
Tapi hubungan seks yang dilakukan di luar prinsip-prinsip dharma.
That is the gateway to hell.
Itu adalah gerbang menuju neraka.
Even though it's pleasurable,
walaupun itu memberi kepuasan,
that pleasure is only lasts for a second.
Tapi kepuasan itu hanya bertahan selama sedetik.
And then you're dragged down into hell.
Kemudian kita diseret menuju neraka.
But if one can restrain his senses,
tapi kalau seorang mampu mengendalikan indria-indria,
and use them only for Krishna,
dan menggunakan indria-indria itu hanya untuk Krishna,
according to religious principles,
sesuai dengan prinsip-prinsip.
And you can live in Vaikuntha. You can live in Goloka at every minute.
Setiap saat kita bisa hidup di Vaikuntha, di Goloka.
Meditating on the pastimes of Krishna.
Mengusahakan pikiran pada kegiatan-kegiatan lila Krishna.
The husband and wife can talk about Krishna.
Suami istri bisa berbicara tentang Krishna.
The whole family can get together and talk about Krishna every day, you see.
Seluruh keluarga, anggota keluarga bisa berbicara tentang Krishna setiap hari.
Machchita mangata prana bodhayantak parasparam katayantashtamanyachanta shyantashavramantasha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me.
Pembicaraan para penyembahku itu terpusat padaku.
Their lives are surrendered unto me.
Hidup mereka diserahkan sepenuhnya kepadaku.
And they derive great satisfaction and bliss.
Mereka mendapatkan kepuasan dan kebahagiaan yang besar.
Enlightening one another.
Dan menyemangatkan satu sama lain.
Conversing about me.
Dengan membahas tentang diriku.
So sex pleasure gives us a brief heavenly pleasure for an instant only.
Hubungan kepuasan seks itu memberi kita kepuasan surgawi dalam sedetik.
And then it's gone, you see.
And setelah itu hilang.
But if you go deep into Krishna bhakti ras.
Tapi kalau kita menyelam semakin dalam
it becomes
bhakti,
sweeter and sweeter and sweeter for all of eternity.
Akan terus menjadi semakin manis.
This is how a man can remain brahmachari his whole life.
Seperti itulah caranya seseorang bisa tetap sebagai brahmachari sepanjang hidupnya.
Be completely happy.
Dan bahagia sepenuhnya.
The karmis can't imagine how you can be brahmachari. It must be hell.
Orang karmi tidak bisa membayangkan bagaimana bisa tetap brahmachari itu pasti seperti.
They can't understand how a Hare Krishna devotee can practice celibacy his whole life and be blissful.
Mereka tidak mampu mengerti bagaimana orang-orang Hare Krishna ini mempraktikkan kehidupan celibat itu sepanjang hidupnya.
This reminds us of that sloka in the Bhagavad Gita.
Ini mengingatkan kita dengan satu sloka di dalam Bhagavad Gita.
Yana shasara bhutanam tasyam jagati samyami yasham jagati bhutani sanishapashyato mune. What is night for all beings is a time of awakening for the self-controlled.
Di malam hari bagi semua makhluk hidup itu adalah waktu terjaga bagi orang-orang yang telah menginsafi diri.
In the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage.
Dan waktu terjaga bagi semua makhluk hidup adalah malam hari bagi orang-orang yang sudah.
So what is the time of awakening for the karmi?
Ya, apa artinya waktu terjaga bagi orang-orang karmi?
Sex life.
Itu hubungan.
That's what revs them up. That's what wakes them up.
Itulah yang membangunkan mereka, menyemangatkan mereka.
But for the devotee, that's simply the darkness of night.
Tapi bagi penyembah itu hanyalah kegelapan malam.
So in this way, you see, it's a completely opposite mentality.
Dengan cara seperti itu, mentalitasnya itu sepenuhnya bertentangan, bertolak belakang.
Prabhupada said that Freud was correct. The famous psychologist Sigmund Freud, he said that everything revolves around sex.
Prabhupada mengatakan dalam hal ini Sigmund Freud itu seorang psikolog itu benar.
Prabhupada said the material world, that's actually a thing. He's right.
Prabhupada mengatakan di dunia material memang seperti itu sebagaimana yang diuraikan psikolog ini.
But you see, Prabhus and Matajis, we do not live in the material world.
Tapi kita bisa lihat, jadi kita tidak sedang hidup di dunia material ini.
We live with Krishna.
Kita hidup bersama Krishna.
We live with Prabhupada.
Kita hidup bersama Prabhupada.
We live with these great acharyas.
Kita hidup bersama acharya-acharya.
We open our hearts to all the gurus.
Kita membuka hati kita kepada
all the Vaishnavas.
Kepada semua Vaishnava.
We invite all Vaishnavas to live within our hearts.
Kita mengundang semua Vaishnava untuk tinggal di hati kita.
In this way, we do not live in this material world.
Dengan cara seperti itu kita tidak sedang hidup di dunia material ini.
The four Kumaras, they wanted nothing to do with this sex pleasure.
Seperti empat kumara, catur kumara tidak menginginkan apapun terkait hubungan seks.
Rama said, I need you boys to get married and have children. I need you boys to get married and have children. Lord Brahma wanted the kumaras to get married and have children.
Dewa Brahma membutuhkan anak-anak ini untuk kemudian berketurunan dan kemudian mendapatkan anak-anak.
He said, no way, we're staying brahmachari.
Para kumara mengatakan, oh,
Brahma became so angry that then Shiva came out of his forehead.
Brahma marah sekali sampai kemudian Shiva muncul dari kening beliau.
So did the Kumaras have a happy life as brahmacharis?
Apakah para kumara menjalani kehidupan yang bahagia sebagai brahmachari?
Were they frustrated brahmacharis?
Apakah mereka brahmachari-brahmachari yang frustrasi?
No, completely blissful. We don't want to be entangled with wife and children.
Tidak, mereka bahagia sepenuhnya. Mereka tidak ingin terlibat.
We just want to be totally entangled in Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Mereka hanya ingin terlarut sepenuhnya dengan Krishna.
So this principle of being brahmachari is a very important thing.
The principle untuk menjadi brahmachari ini sangat penting.
The brahmachari ashram is a most important institution, educational institution.
The ashram, brahmachari ashram itu adalah lembaga pendidikan atau posisi pendidikan yang sangat penting.
It is meant for training two kinds of men.
Itu dimaksudkan untuk melatih dua jenis
laki-laki. The detached men,
the orang yang tidak terikat,
and the attached men,
orang yang terikat.
Those who are detached, they remain brahmachari, and someday they become sannyasi.
Mereka yang tidak terikat, mereka bisa tetap brahmachari dan kemudian menjadi sannyasi.
Those who are attached, they become grihastas.
Mereka yang terikat, mereka bisa menjadi grihasta.
But they become grihastas based with a mood of detachment. Even though they can't fully manifest attachment, they carry that mood with them.
Tapi menjadi grihasta yang menyimpan di dalam hati mereka mood ketidakterikatan itu.
Grihasta life means detached life.
Kehidupan grihasta artinya kehidupan yang tidak terikat.
Detached from sense pleasure.
Itu ketidakterikatan terhadap kepuasan indria.
If a householder is attached to sense pleasure, is he called grihasta?
Jika orang berumah tangga itu terikat pada kepuasan indria, apakah dia disebut grihasta?
No. He is called grihamedi.
Bukan, dia disebut sebagai grihamedi.
So our householders, they have a choice.
Para penyembah yang berumah tangga itu punya pilihan.
Will we be grihasta or will we be grihamedi?
Apakah ingin menjadi grihasta atau ingin menjadi grihamedi?
If I'm grihamedi, I can have sex pleasure whenever I want.
Kalau menjadi grihamedi bisa mendapatkan kepuasan seks kapanpun diinginkan.
I have a wife, I have a private apartment, I have no restrictions. That's grihamedi land.
Saya punya istri, saya punya rumah sendiri, tidak ada yang membatasi, itulah grihamedi.
But actually, that is called dark well.
Tapi itulah yang disebut sebagai sumur gelap.
Because the more you get into sense pleasure, the more you lose your Krishna consciousness.
Karena semakin kita larut dalam kepuasan indria, semakin kita kehilangan kesadaran Krishna kita.
You may gratify your senses.
Mungkin kita memuaskan indria-indria kita.
But you won't be happy, that's a fact. You won't be happy.
Tidak akan bisa berbahagia.
I've been married now, let's see, we've married, my wife is sitting here, Vishnupriya Devi Dasi. We've been married since 1984, so almost 30 years or 40 years? 30? Almost 30 years, 39. 29 years we've been married. We remained brahmachari the whole time.
Di istri saya ada di sini yaitu Srimati Vishnupriya Mataji dan kami sudah menikah sejak tahun 1984 jadi sekitar
strict brahmachari
9 tahun dan sepanjang itu menjalani hidup sebagai brahmachari.
I'm not saying our householders should do that.
Saya tidak mengatakan juga bahwa penyembah yang berumah tangga harus
because household life is meant for producing children.
Karena kehidupan berumah tangga juga dimaksudkan untuk menghasilkan anak.
But Prabhupada said, if a householders don't want to have sex life, then that's very good. They can remain brahmacharis. If they want to do that, they can do that.
Kalau yang berumah tangga itu tidak ingin melakukan hubungan seks itu, dan mereka boleh juga untuk tidak mendapatkan anak.
There's a very nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto.
Ada sloka yang bagus sekali dalam Srimad Bhagavatam, skanda 7.
Where Srila Prabhupada talks about the regulated rules and regulations for householders and sannyasis.
Di mana Prabhupada menjelaskan aturan-aturan bagi para orang yang berumah tangga dan sannyasi.
I recommend that all householders should study this verse very carefully.
Saya sangat menganjurkan orang yang berumah tangga, penyembah yang berumah tangga harus mempelajari sloka-sloka ini dengan cermat.
You have some paper, you can note it down.
Kalau ada kertas boleh mencatat menulis
7th canto
skanda 7
chapter 12
bab 12
text number 11
sloka nomor 11
7 12 11 etat sarvam grihattasya samannatam yater api guru vrittir vikalpena grihasthas yaratu kaminaha. All the rules and regulations apply equally to the household and the sannyasi.
Semua aturan-aturan yang disebutkan ini berlaku secara setara bagi grihastha dan sannyasi.
The member of the renounced order of life.
Yaitu anggota dari tingkat hidup pelepasan ikatan.
The grihastha, however,
akan tetapi bagi grihastha,
is given permission
diberikan izin
by the spiritual master
oleh guru perhanian
to indulge in sex
untuk terlibat melakukan hubungan seks
during the period favorable for procreation.
Selama masa-masa yang cocok untuk mendapatkan anak.
Purport.
Penjelasan.
It is sometimes, what I'll do is read the whole purport and then I'll give it to you and you can translate it. It is sometimes misunderstood that a grihastha, a householder, is permitted to indulge in sex at any time. This is wrong. Conception of grihastha life. In spiritual life, whether one is a grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, or brahmachari, everyone is under the control of the spiritual master. For brahmacharis and sannyasis, there are strong restrictions on sexual indulgence. Similarly, there are strong restrictions for grihasthas. Grihasthas should indulge in sex only in accordance with the order of the guru. Therefore, it is mentioned here that one must follow the orders of the spiritual master, Guru Vrittir Vakalpena. When the spiritual master orders, the grihastha may accept sex life. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.11, Dharmavirudho Bhuteshu Kamosmi. Indulgence in sex life without disobedience to the religious rules and regulations constitutes a religious principle. The grihastha is allowed to indulge in sex life during the period favorable for procreation and in accordance with the spiritual master's orders. If the spiritual master orders allow a grihastha to engage in sex life at a particular time, then the grihastha may do so. Otherwise, if the spiritual master orders against it, the grihastha should abstain. The grihastha must obtain permission from the spiritual master to observe the ritualistic ceremony of Garbhadhan Sanskara, which for us is, Prabhupada said, 50 rounds of japa. That's how we do Garbhadhan Sanskara, 50 rounds of japa. Then he may approach his wife to beget children, otherwise not. A brahmana generally remains a brahmachari throughout his entire life, but although some brahmanas become grihasthas and indulge in sex life, they do so under the complete control of the spiritual master. The kshatriya is allowed to marry more than one wife, but this also must be in accordance with the instructions of the spiritual master. It is not because one is a grihastha he may marry as many times as he likes and engage in sex as he likes. This is not spiritual life. In spiritual life, one must conduct one's whole life under the guidance of the guru. Only one who executes his spiritual life under the direction of the spiritual master can achieve the mercy of Krishna, yasha prasadat bhagavat prasado. If one desires to advance in spiritual life, but he acts whimsically, not following the orders of the spiritual master, he has no shelter, yasha prasadat nagati katopi. Without the spiritual master's order, even the grihastha should not indulge in sex life. So you can read that. It ends here. It starts right here, and the verse is here, and ends right there.
Bisa ulang dari terjemahannya. Segala aturan.
So by following Prabhupada's instructions very sincerely,
dengan bersama mengikuti perintah-perintah Prabhupada ini dengan tulus,
we become qualified to see Krishna.
Kita akan bisa memenuhi syarat untuk melihat Krishna.
Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksa daiva hidayeshu valoka yanti yang shama shundaram chintyaguna svarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. So, one who remains attached to sex life, they cannot see Krishna.
Jadi bagi orang yang terus terikat pada kehidupan seks, mereka tidak akan bisa melihat Krishna.
One who becomes attached from sex life, whose everything is for Krishna's satisfaction.
Tapi jika seorang menjadi tidak terikat pada hubungan seks dan melakukan segalanya demi kepuasan Krishna,
including sex life itself, you see, that can be used for Krishna.
Dan termasuk juga hubungan seks itu sendiri, itu juga bisa digunakan untuk Krishna.
The point is nothing for my sense gratification.
Poinnya adalah tidak ada sesuatu pun untuk kepuasanku sendiri.
Everything for Krishna's satisfaction.
Segalanya untuk kepuasan Krishna.
If one takes that mood,
jika seorang menerima
then gradually Krishna will become revealed to that person. Krishna revealed himself. So even though it may be an austerity to give up sex enjoyment, it's worth it. Because we have to give it up anyway, at the time of death. Why not give it up now? Become in the mood of a Krishna consciousness. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Question is, how will one be able to become a Grihastha Brahmachari? Should one become a Brahmachari first by living in the temple for some years, like that, become a Brahmachari?
He's asking if you have to live in the temple for a time to become a Grihastha Brahmachari? To get the proper training?
Yes.
Not necessarily. If one can live as a brahmachari in the temple for some time, that's ideal. Ideally, every man should do that. But Prabhupada wasn't able to do that. He was already married before he met his spiritual master.
Tapi Prabhupada pun tidak menjalani seperti itu. Beliau sudah grihastha berumah tangga ketika kesadaran Krishna.
The key is you have to accept the order of the spiritual master. That's the key.
Kuncinya adalah kita harus menerima perintah-perintah dari guru rohani.
So one is not able to take training as a brahmachari, still as a married man and the married woman, they take the order of the spiritual master as the guiding principle, and they can have a grihastha brahmachari life even without being trained as brahmachari.
Bahkan kalau seseorang belum mendapatkan atau tidak mendapatkan pelatihan sebagai brahmachari dengan tinggal di asrama, tapi sebagai suami istri begitu dengan dalam kehidupan rumah tangga, kalau mereka taat mengikuti perintah-perintah guru, maka mereka bisa juga menjalankan kehidupan sebagai brahmachari.
Simply a matter of being dedicated to Guru Maharaj.
Jadi ini hanyalah soal bagaimana berdedikasi untuk mengabdikan diri sepenuhnya kepada guru.
Next question.
Pertanyaan berikutnya.
Jadi salah satu dari prinsip.
We ask that in four regulatory principle, we are kind of focused on one aspect of like illicit sex.
Yes.
That, today we discuss, and but sometimes it is a very strong urge, very difficult to avoid. And even though we ourselves can avoid, but our partner, our wife, like that, are not in that mood. So it is sometimes very difficult to manage to avoid. And
okay. So what's the question?
So how to deal with that?
Yeah, there is that case where the husband is, for example, the husband is strong and the wife is very much afflicted by lusty desires. The question is, what to do in a situation where the one partner is strong, the other partner is very much lusty and really really feels they have to have sex. What to do in that situation? That's the question. So there's a nice example of that given in the Bhagavatam. I forget the name. Was it Kashyapa? Kashyap. There was a brahmana. He was fixed in Brahmanical consciousness, in Krishna consciousness, but his wife became very much afflicted by lusty desires. Ditti, yeah, Ditti. There's a chapter called Pregnancy of Ditti in the Evening. So the wife was pleading for sex. Pleading. So the husband became a little weak. He gave in. And then who was born of that conjugation? Demons. Big demons, huh? Big demons came.
adalah raksasa atau asura.
So you have to ask your wife if she, you know, would you like to have a demon, a rakshasa baby?
Kita bisa bertanya kepada istri, apakah mau punya anak yang asura?
You want me to give you a rakshasa baby now?
Apakah mau punya anak yang raksasa atau?
Would you rather control your senses and wait until the proper time according to the guru, order of Guru Maharaj, and then we can have a great Paramahamsa child, you see?
Atau sebaliknya, mau mengendalikan indera-indera dan menunggu saat yang tepat dan sesuai juga dengan perintah guru dan sehingga bisa mendapatkan anak yang Paramahamsa.
But you say, well, let's just use contraception. We won't have to worry about it. Prabhupada said, if someone says, they may say, but then let's use contraception. We won't have to worry about it then.
Kemudian mungkin ada orang berargumen, oh kan ada alat kontrasepsi, jadi tidak perlu khawatir dengan hal ini.
Prabhupada said contraception is most sinful thing.
Prabhupada mengatakan kontrasepsi itu adalah hal yang paling berdosa.
Why is it sinful? I mean, what's the big deal? You know, one may ask.
Mengapa berdosa? Apa masalahnya?
Let's say you have signed a contract to move into an apartment.
Misalnya, katakanlah kita sudah
you put your deposit down, you've done everything, you've qualified for the apartment, you even prepaid your rent and everything. And you go to move in, and you find out somebody trashed it, they firebombed your apartment.
It's
uninhabitable. So birth control pills, they do that, you see. They make the mother's womb uninhabitable for a living entity to live in it.
Membuat rahim ibu itu menjadi tidak cocok untuk ditinggali.
Well, then we'll just use condoms then.
Mungkin kita boleh mengatakan mungkin bisa menggunakan kondom.
What's wrong with that?
Apa salahnya dengan itu?
You go to your apartment. There's a big, huge plastic sheet. You can't get in. You're blocked from your apartment.
Dalam contoh yang tadi itu, kita mau datang ke rumah baru kita, ternyata rumah baru kita ditutup, diselubungi dengan plastik tebal.
So whether you use birth control or condoms, both are very sinful things. You're prohibiting a living entity from entering into its rightful place of residence.
Jadi dengan menggunakan alat kontrasepsi seperti itu, sebenarnya sedang menghalangi makhluk hidup untuk mendapatkan kehidupannya yang sejatinya.
The living being is present in the semen of the male.
Di makhluk hidup itu sudah hadir di dalam air mani.
And sex life means planting the seed of a living entity in the fertile soil of your wife's womb.
Dan hubungan seks itu artinya untuk menanamkan benih itu di dalam rahim wanita.
So he can develop his body and come out and become self-realized.
Sehingga makhluk hidup itu akan bisa mengembangkan badannya di sana dan akhirnya menjadi mencapai keinsafan diri.
So any form of birth control except for natural birth control, which means abstaining, any form of birth control other than abstaining is most sinful thing.
Di segala bentuk cara untuk mengendalikan kelahiran seperti itu, cara-cara seperti itu adalah berdosa kecuali yang alami, yaitu artinya tidak melakukan sama sekali.
But still you have the problem, the husband's lusty or the wife is lusty, what to do?
Tapi masih juga masalahnya kalau yang suami atau istri tetap.
What do you do if your husband's, the wife is very much in Krishna consciousness, but the husband is too lusty, what to do?
Bagaimana kalau misalnya istri begitu sadar akan Krishna tapi
the husband is Krishna conscious, the wife is lusty, what to do?
Dan sebaliknya juga kalau istri yang begitu bernafsu, apa yang bisa dilakukan?
This is not a laughing matter actually. It's a very serious issue for many householders in our movement. A very serious issue.
Ini bukan hal yang untuk ditertawakan, tapi ini adalah suatu hal yang serius sekali bagi para orang yang berumah tangga dalam perkumpulan kesadaran Krishna kita ini.
You need a lot of mercy to overcome this problem. A lot of mercy.
Kita membutuhkan karunia yang banyak sekali untuk bisa mengatasi
Vishayavani Vartante Niraharashi Dehina Rashavarsang Rajopyasha Parang Vishnani Vartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains.
Roh yang terikat mungkin mengekang dirinya dari dorongan-dorongan indria, tapi keinginan tentang hal itu tetap ada dalam hatinya.
But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness.
tapi dia bisa menghindarkan dirinya dari hal itu dengan cara memantapkan dirinya pada rasa yang lebih tinggi atau kesadaran yang lebih tinggi.
So even if they abstain and they haven't got the higher taste, their minds will be agitated like anything.
Bahkan kalau seorang berpantang melakukan, tapi kalau pikiran belum larut dalam hal yang lebih tinggi, itu tetap akan.
So the key is you have to get the higher taste.
Jadi kuncinya adalah kita harus mendapatkan rasa yang lebih tinggi.
Therefore, the gurus of ISKCON,
karena itulah para guru di ISKCON,
the GBCs,
para GBC,
temple presidents,
temple presiden,
senior devotees,
penyembah senior,
preachers,
para pengajar,
they have to really work hard to train all the devotees how to get this higher taste, you see.
Semuanya harus bekerja keras untuk melatih, mendidik para penyembah bagaimana bisa mendapatkan rasa yang lebih tinggi.
That there's only one thing I need to be happy.
Hanya perlu satu hal untuk bisa berbahagia.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Krishna is the reservoir of unlimited pleasure.
Krishna adalah sumber dari kebahagiaan yang tanpa batas.
All you have to do is tap into Krishna, and then you get unlimited rasa.
Yang perlu kita lakukan hanya menghubungkan diri dengan Krishna dan kita mendapatkan rasa yang tanpa batas.
So how do you tap in?
Bagaimana caranya kita menghubungkan diri?
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. But I'm chanting Hare Krishna.
Tapi saya sudah berjapa Hare Krishna.
And I'm still lusty.
Masih juga saya bernafsu.
What's wrong with this process?
Apa yang salah dengan proses ini?
It must not be perfect.
Pasti belum sempurna.
No. Your chanting is imperfect.
Proses ini tidak sempurna, jadi bukan.
You're committing nam aparads.
Pengucapan nama suci kita.
That's why you're lusty.
Sempurna, karena kita.
It is simply due to nam aparad.
Kita masih larut dalam kesalahan.
What is the heaviest nam aparad, the most dangerous one?
Apa nama aparad yang paling berat dan paling berbahaya?
To be offensive towards Vaishnavas.
Yaitu untuk melakukan kesalahan kepada para Vaishnava.
So the point is, if you will have loving relationships with devotees,
the poinnya adalah kalau kita bisa membina hubungan yang penuh kasih dengan para penyembah,
with all the devotees,
dengan semua penyembah,
you will open your heart to all the devotees and have wonderful loving relationships like big family.
Membuka hati kita dengan semua penyembah, menjalin hubungan kasih sebagai suatu keluarga besar.
You will feel like you're in the spiritual world.
Kita akan bisa merasakan kita ada di dunia rohani.
In the spiritual world, the women are unbelievably beautiful.
Di dunia rohani, para wanita itu cantik luar biasa.
The men also are very, very attractive.
Dan para laki-lakinya juga sangat memikat.
Everyone's young.
Semuanya muda.
Everyone's really good-looking.
Semuanya berparas rupawan.
And they're dressed in the most beautiful silk, the most beautiful costumes, the most beautiful. Dress also very attractively dressed, you see.
Mereka memakai pakaian yang paling menarik, yang paling indah.
But no one is agitated by lusty thoughts in the spiritual world.
Tapi di sana tidak ada orang yang tergoyahkan oleh.
Everyone is just thinking of Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
semuanya
Krishna,
Krishna. Tentang Krishna, Krishna.
So if we can have wonderful loving relationships without being offensive to each other, you see.
Tapi bagaimana kita bisa untuk menjalin hubungan kasih tanpa melakukan kesalahan satu sama lain?
And we will forget this lust.
Maka kalau bisa seperti itu, kita akan bisa melupakan nafsu ini.
Mr. Lust, Prabhupada said, Mr. Lust.
Ini Prabhupada mengatakan Tuan Nafsu.
If you are fixed in wonderful loving relationships with Vaishnavas.
Kalau kita bisa mantap dalam hubungan yang penuh kasih satu sama lain dengan para Vaishnava.
When Mr. Lust comes to check in to the hotel of your heart, what will he see?
Ketika Tuan Nafsu ini datang untuk check in di hotel hati kita, apa yang akan dia lihat?
He will see a big sign that says no vacancy.
Dan dia akan lihat tidak ada yang kosong, penuh.
So fill your heart with Vaishnava Sangha.
Isilah, penuhilah hatimu dengan Vaishnava.
Fill your heart with Nama Sangha.
Penuhilah hati kita dengan
Rupa Sangha. Dham Sangha.
Dham Sangha.
Prabhupada's book Sangha.
Sangha dengan buku-buku Prabhupada.
Fill your heart with this transcendental sangha, you see.
Penuhi hati kita dengan sangha-sangha yang rohani.
And Mr. Lust won't have any room place anymore. You won't have any place in your heart.
Tuhan nafsu itu tidak akan dapat kamar di hati kita.
Actually, it's a fact. We are sometimes we're attacked by lusty thoughts. It's a fact.
Memang kenyataannya juga beberapa penyembah itu terikat dengan hawa nafsu.
We should be honest. Yes, sometimes lusty thoughts attack the mind. You see.
Kita harus jujur juga ya. Kadang-kala hawa nafsu itu.
But what does Krishna? But what does Krishna say? Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text number 70.
Di apa yang dikatakan oleh Sri Krishna di sabda Sri Krishna bab 2 surat 70.
Apuryamanam machala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayang pravishanti sarve shishantim abnoti nakama kami. A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter into the heart like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but always remains still, can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires.
Orang yang tidak digoyahkan oleh aliran senantiasa keinginan yang masuk ke hatinya, ibaratnya lautan yang dimasuki oleh aliran-aliran sungai, itu dia tetap tidak menjadi penuh. Gitu. Hanya orang seperti itu yang bisa mencapai kedamaian.
This is a wonderful simile, you see. During the rainy season, millions and billions of gallons of water are flowing into that ocean.
Ini contoh yang sangat bagus, pandangan yang sangat bagus. Pada saat musim hujan,
the ocean remains the same level.
Air yang masuk ke laut itu dari sungai, aliran-aliran sungai.
So even if millions and billions of lusty thoughts are flooding in your brain, you see.
Tapi laut tidak menjadi meluap atau penuh kemudian. Seperti itu juga, walaupun ada banyak keinginan masuk ke.
Vaishnava is not disturbed.
Tapi seorang Vaishnava tidak tergoyah.
How does the ocean get rid of that all that water coming in?
Bagaimana bisa laut itu tidak tergoyahkan walaupun begitu banyak air masuk?
There's a pipe or something. They suck it out with a pipe. How does it stay the same level?
Apakah ada pipa begitu yang mengalirkan ke tempat lain? Bagaimana bisa tetap seperti itu permukaan?
That water is evaporated.
Karena air itu sudah diuapkan.
So this is the key, Prabhus and Matajis.
Inilah kuncinya, Prabhu dan Mataji.
When a lusty thought comes zooming into your brain,
ketika pikiran-pikiran hawa nafsu itu masuk ke dalam pikiran kita, ke dalam otak kita,
don't act on it.
Jangan bertindak berdasarkan keinginan itu.
Let the damn thing evaporate.
Biarkan hal yang buruk itu menguap. Gitu.
You're not a when lusty desire comes, you're not obliged to surrender to Mr. Lust.
Ketika hawa nafsu itu datang, kita tidak harus patuh atau tunduk kepada tuan nafsu itu.
Let the lusty thoughts come in, okay, just let them keep going. Say, okay, here you come, now keep going.
Biarlah ketika dia datang, biar dia datang, kemudian dia melewati.
Don't say, oh, lusty thought, yes.
Jadi jangan disambut, jangan ditekak, oh, tuan nafsu datang, ayo sini.
No, when it comes in, just let it keep going. Okay, here you go, goodbye. You see?
Ketika datang, biarkan dia datang, kemudian nanti silakan dia langsung pergi.
You may think about sexual intercourse, you see.
Mungkin kita memikirkan tentang hubungan seks.
But don't take it seriously.
Tapi jangan dianggap serius.
Let it come in, let it go out. If it comes in, just let it keep moving, that's all.
Biar dia datang, biar dia langsung pergi.
And I know somebody is going to help you to do that. You know who that is?
Dan pasti akan ada yang membantu kita untuk melakukan itu.
His name is Madan Mohan.
Siapa yang akan membantu kita? Namanya adalah Madan Mohan.
Now who is this Madan?
Siapa Madan?
Madan is Cupid.
Madana artinya adalah
Kamadev. He flies around with his little quiver arrows. And he goes
terbang kemana-mana.
Ting,
bawa panah
ting,
cinta, panah asmara.
Ting. He shoots arrows of lust into your heart. Ting.
Panah nafsu itu ke dalam hati kita.
So you're sitting there trying to chant your rounds, and all of a sudden Cupid starts attacking you with his arrows. You start thinking about some beautiful girl or some handsome guy, and you go, you know. Cupid filling your hearts with lusty arrows. What to do?
Apa yang bisa dilakukan ketika dewa asmara menusuk hati kita?
That's when it's time to call on that person who is the attractor of Cupid.
itulah saatnya untuk memanggil kepribadian yang merupakan
Madan Mohan,
Dewa Asmara, yaitu Madan Mohan
Krishna.
Krishna.
He is so powerful, he can attract Cupid.
Di Krishna begitu perkasa bisa menarik Dewa Asmara.
Krishna will lure Cupid away from you.
Di Krishna akan mengalihkan perhatian Dewa Asmara itu dari kita.
And there's actually another one. Her name is Madan Mahan Mohini. She can attract the attractor of Cupid. That is our mother Radharani, you see. She is so powerful that she can attract the attractor of Cupid.
Radharani begitu hebat, begitu perkasa, bisa memikat, dia yang memikat Dewa Asmara.
So if you ever get lusty, just pray to Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan Mohini. Please, please save me from these lusty thoughts. Please save me.
Mohon selamatkan hamba dari pikiran nafsu ini.
And Cupid will go away. He won't be there anymore.
Dewa Asmara itu akan pergi. Dia tidak akan bertahan di sana.
And you think, thank God, that's gone, you know, the lusty thought's gone. Thank God. Now I can just dive deeply into Namaras. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Any other questions?
Ini mungkin pertanyaan dari teman saya yang kebetulan beliau adalah nimba baru, di mana suaminya belum penimba. Itu bagaimana kalau seandainya suami masih menginginkan untuk dilayani oleh istrinya, apa yang harus dia lakukan untuk hari ini?
This is a question from her friend who are a new devotee, a wife, and she asks, what should we do if our husband, which is not yet attracted to Krishna consciousness, asks for to be served in sexual intercourse?
Yes. What to do if the someone is not yet initiated?
New devotee.
He's already initiated?
No, yet. The wife.
Okay. And the spouse wants illicit sex and they're not a devotee yet.
Yeah.
That's a very big, big problem, I have to tell you. I counsel many people through my e-course, and this is a very major, major issue.
Ini masalah besar dan masalah yang penting, dan saya banyak meng-counseling orang melalui kursus internet itu yang banyak pertanyaan tentang hal seperti ini.
But there's only one solution.
Hanya ada satu solusi.
You got to train them up. You got to train up that spouse. The other spouse has to be trained.
Dia harus membuat bagaimana pasangan kita itu juga akan bisa dilatih dalam kesadaran Krishna.
It's a matter of life or death for the devotee, you see.
Adalah soal hidup dan mati bagi seorang penyembah.
You have to pray for Krishna's mercy to help me.
Dia harus berdoa dengan khusus kepada Krishna untuk membantu.
My spouse is not a devotee.
Pasangan saya belum penyembah.
They are demanding illicit sex.
Dan mereka
One thing you can do is, okay, the spouse wants to have sex, all right, then let's have a child.
And kalau pasangan menginginkan melakukan hubungan seks, baiklah, mari kita punya anak.
If they want sex, then give them regulated sex, once in a month.
Dan kalau menginginkan hubungan seks itu, kita berikan hubungan seks yang teratur.
That's one thing they can do.
Teratur.
Let them have sex, all right, we'll have some children.
Dan boleh saja melakukan hubungan seks, mari melakukannya untuk dia mendapatkan anak.
50 rounds of japa, Prabhupada. The order is that the devotee should chant 50 rounds of japa before having sex.
Prabhupada mengatakan penyembah harus melakukan berjapa 50 putaran sebelum melakukan hubungan seks.
Devotees think 50 rounds of japa. You got to be kidding! I could never do that.
Di penyembah kemudian berkomentar, 50 putaran.
Somebody just wrote me. They said, "Well, can we just do 25 and read a chapter of Gita instead?"
Ada yang bertanya, bolehkah hanya 25 saja kemudian sisanya baca Bhagavad Gita?
But Prabhupada ordered 50 rounds of japa. That's Prabhupada's order.
Tapi Prabhupada memerintahkan 50 putaran japa, itu perintah Prabhupada.
I never forget one time when I was a brahmachari. I was a brahmachari for 14 years.
Saya ingat ketika brahmachari sebelumnya.
I'll never forget one time a house sorter couple, they walked up to me at the temple in Miami. And the man, he told me this. He said, "Sankarshan Prabhu, I just had something I really wanted to share with you. Last night, my wife and I chanted 50 rounds each so we could, you know, have sex or having a child. And after chanting those 50 rounds, we were so blissed out by the holy name. We said, "Well, let's wait till next month to have sex." So this is the great power of Krishna's name, you see. So make that spouse Krishna conscious. Give them a lot of prasadam, the best possible prasadam. Bring them to the temple, make them a devotee. Show them they want sex pleasure, but show them there's a pleasure higher than sex pleasure. And my pleasure is Krishna. That is higher than sex. You can have sex 1,000,000 times and you will not get as much pleasure from 1,000,000 sex as saying Krishna one time with pure love, you see. So make that person Krishna conscious. You have to make him a devotee. If they don't want to become a devotee, you can give them up. If you try for many years to make them a devotee and they just won't do it, you can give them up. Prabhupada said this. But we don't encourage that. We want you to make them a devotee. That's what we want. At least get them to allow you to be a devotee, and that is sufficient.
Atau setidaknya buat mereka supaya membiarkan kita untuk menjalankan prinsip kesadaran Krishna kita.
There is one devotee, she became initiated devotee, her husband is not a devotee, not interested at all in Krishna consciousness. And when he wants to have sex pleasure, she just pushes him away, that's it.
Ya, ada seorang penyembah yang sudah disiksa secara mataji dan kemudian suaminya tidak bersadaran Krishna dan setiap kali meminta itu hanya ditolak, didorong begitu saja.
She just trains him up, that's it. You're not getting it, and that's it. Get out.
Ditolak begitu saja.
You have to be very strong. If you want to get out of this material world, you have to be very strong.
Kita harus kuat dalam hal ini, dan kalau ingin keluar dari dunia material ini, kita harus kuat.
Any other question?
Siapa yang bertanya?
Yeah, that's a very nice question. Thank you very much, Mataji.
Pertanyaannya sangat bagus. Terima kasih.
But how to motivate a householder who gets totally into the material advancement to become, you know, pure in their Krishna consciousness?
Bagaimana untuk memotivasi penyembah yang berumah tangga yang terlarut dalam keinginan untuk mencari kekayaan dan tidak?
We do not mind if our householders become wealthy.
Kita tidak keberatan kalau penyembah-penyembah yang berumah tangga itu menjadi kaya raya.
Prabhupada said a Krishna conscious businessman can aspire to be the most wealthy businessman in the whole world.
Prabhupada mengatakan seorang pengusaha yang sadar akan Krishna boleh berkeinginan untuk menjadi pengusaha yang paling kaya.
Just imagine if Stephen Jobs had been a devotee, for example.
Coba bayangkan kalau Steve Jobs itu adalah seorang penyembah.
The one who started Apple computers, if he had become a devotee, and he had more money in his bank, Apple had more money in his bank account than the U.S. government had in its bank account.
Kalau dia menjadi penyembah, bisa dibayangkan dia memiliki uang di bank itu lebih besar daripada yang dimiliki pemerintah Amerika.
When Stephen Jobs was a hippie, he used to take prasadam at the Hare Krishna temple in Seattle. And he never forgot that.
Ketika Steve Jobs itu masih sebagai seorang hippie, dia sering untuk menerima prasada di Temple Iskon di Seattle.
If our householders can become big, rich businessmen, that's great.
Kalau penyembah-penyembah yang grihasta itu bisa menjadi pengusaha besar, itu bagus.
But they have to give at least 50% of their income to the movement.
Tapi kemudian harus memberikan setidaknya 50% pendapatannya untuk
How many of you can afford to give 50% of your income to the temple? And raise your hands, who can do that? Nobody. The economy does not allow that. But if you become ultra rich, like a Steven Jobs or a Bill Gates, then you can easily give 50% of your income. No problem.
Kalau kita berpikir setelah menjadi kaya seperti itu, Steve Jobs akan mudah memberikan 50% kekayaan kita.
So if a householder becomes very rich, that's very good.
Tapi jadi kalau seorang
dia, he has to liberally give money to the preachers. Liberally give money.
Dia harus terus mendukung, memberikan dananya, sumbangannya kepada para pengajar.
He keeps that money for sense enjoyment, and then he's simply stabbing a knife into his own heart.
Dan kalau dia hanya menyimpan uangnya untuk kepuasannya sendiri, dia sebenarnya sedang menusuk dirinya, menikam dirinya sendiri.
What is the tenth offense against the chanting of the holy names?
Apa saja 10 jenis kesalahan terhadap nama suci?
To maintain material attachments even after having understood so many instructions on these matters.
Yaitu kesalahan ke-10 adalah memelihara ikatan duniawi walaupun sudah banyak mendengar ajaran-ajaran mengenai
hal. Is a rich man necessarily attached?
Apakah orang kaya itu sudah pasti
no.
Dia sudah terikat?
Look at Ambarish Prabhu.
Tidak.
He's very, very rich man.
Prabhu Ambarish, yang sangat sadar agar Krishna.
You've heard of the Ford Motor Company?
Pernah dengar perusahaan mobil Ford?
He's from the Ford Motor Company family, Ambarish Prabhu.
Prabhu Ambarish itu berasal dari keluarga Ford.
He's the major funding source for our Mayapur temple.
Dan beliau sekarang menjadi penyandang dana yang
Ambarish's money. So we want more Ambarishas in this movement.
Kita ingin mendapatkan lebih banyak lagi seperti Prabhu Ambarish untuk perkumpulan.
You want to be a businessman, Krishna conscious businessman, Baba said, do business in grand style. You become very successful businessman. It's very good.
Dan kemudian ingin menjadi juga pengusaha-pengusaha besar yang sukses itu.
So there's nothing harm. They become successful businessmen. Rich people, we have no problem. But I must see this is Krishna's money.
Tapi kita harus bisa mengandang ini adalah uang.
Let me use it to print books, build temples, distribute prasad like that. You see.
Biarlah saya gunakan ini untuk mencetak buku, untuk membangun temple, membagikan prasada.
We have no objection if they live comfortably.
Kita tidak keberatan kalau penyembah hidup dengan nyaman.
But there's no need for extravagant living. You see.
Tapi tidak perlu untuk hidup bermewah-mewahan.
Next question.
Masih ada yang bertanya?
And Mataji back there.
Mataji yang di belakang.
Tidak sekuat tidak kuat ya dalam menjalani kehidupan spiritualnya, mungkin mereka sering melakukan kesalahan walaupun mereka tahu hal itu tuh salah, kemudian mereka berusaha untuk memperbaikinya tapi tidak selalu berhasil. Nah, kemudian apa yang harus dilakukan untuk memperbaiki itu semua supaya nanti anak yang dilahirkan tidak menjadi raksasa atau tidak mengulanginya untuk hari-hari berikutnya, apa yang harus dilakukan? Terus kemudian apa yang harus dilakukan pada saat kita merasa frustasi menghadapi keadaan kita di dunia material ini, mungkin karena kita tidak terlalu kuat gitu, apa yang harus dilakukan kalau seandainya keadaan frustasi atau semangat itu selalu sedang kendor, kita kemudian menyalahkan keadaan atau saling menyalahkan satu sama lain dalam pasangan.
Kind of two question.
Give me one. I'll answer one, I'll answer the second. Give me the first question.
First question is, how about if in devotee, householder?
Devotee what?
Householder.
Householder.
Yeah. But they are not strong enough so that they can...
Follow the principle?
Follow the principle nicely. And they already trying and they know that they are doing some offenses, but they try to... But still, they are not able to correct themselves.
They're still able to do what?
Still not able to.
Okay. So what's the question?
So how to deal with that kind of situation?
Are these initiated devotees?
Initiated.
Huh?
Initiated.
They're already initiated?
You talk about initiated devotees.
Is this initiated or non-initiated?
Yang dibicarakan penyembah yang sudah didiksa atau belum?
Sudah.
Initiated? They're not following the principles?
Question, please.
Not really not following principle like some kind of rule and regulation they try to...
Why do they take diksha? They didn't. Diksha means they pledged to follow the principles. How they even took diksha? The question is, if somebody's initiated, they're not following the principles. Is that the correct? That the question? You're the authority on this question.
Benar maksudnya itu tidak mengikuti prinsip-prinsip aturan yang dimaksud atau
ini kan tadi kita ngomongin masalah kehidupan seks gitu. Jadi kalau dalam hubungan seks itu dia ternyata tidak mampu untuk mengendalikan gitu, bahkan untuk kedua pasangan gitu. Mereka sering melakukan kesalahan pada saat itu, maksudnya pada hari yang tidak boleh, pada atau terlalu memaksa satu sama lain mungkin. Jadi apa yang harus dilakukan gitu, kalau
seks?
Are they initiated or not? That's what I need to know. Yes or no?
Yes.
They are initiated.
They're
not able to follow the principle about sex. But...
Sometimes they're not doing like in a proper time. They try to do that, but they try to follow that kind of instruction.
They're not following it strictly. Okay. That means they're not keeping their initiation vows.
Artinya itu tidak menjaga sumpah diksa itu dengan baik.
They should approach their spiritual master and tell him what's happening and beg for mercy. Help us, Guru Maharaj. We're having difficulty to follow your order. Please bless us and help us. They should ask their spiritual master for help.
Dia harus datang kepada guru kerohanian, kemudian memohon petunjuk, memohon karunia, menyampaikan keadaan yang seperti itu untuk diberikan petunjuk.
Because the only way out is to surrender to the order of your spiritual master. That's the only way out.
Karena satu-satunya jalan keluar adalah menyerahkan diri kepada perintah yang akan diberikan oleh guru kerohanian.
The Guru Maharaj is very merciful.
Guru Maharaj itu pasti akan berkarunia.
With his order comes full blessings.
Melalui perintah itu akan memberikan berkat yang.
By his mercy, you can overcome even the greatest obstacles.
Atas karunia guru, kita akan bisa mengatasi bahkan tantangan yang terbesar.
What is that shloka about? One can cross over by the order of guru. A dog can swim. How does it begin? Mukam karati vatsalam pangum lamyate girim yat kita tamaham vandeshi guru dinataranam. By the mercy of guru, a dog can swim across the ocean, a lame man can climb over a mountain, and a dumb man can deliver eloquent speeches.
Di atas karunia guru, orang pincang kan bisa menyeberangi gunung, bisa mendaki gunung. Dan orang buta bisa melihat di atas karunia Krishna.
So if a lame man can cross over a mountain, a householder couple can learn how to follow the principles.
Dan kalau orang pincang cacat bisa dibuat menyeberangi gunung, orang
by the mercy of guru, by guru's mercy,
atas karunia guru,
the disciples they can follow that principle.
Sang murid akan bisa mengikuti menjalankan prinsip-prinsip.
So they just have to grab the feet of their Guru Maharaj.
Hanya perlu menangkap memegang erat kaki.
And take that dust from his feet.
Ambil debu dari kaki pada.
And smear it on their heads.
Kemudian oleskan di kepala.
And then they will forget their lust problem, you see.
Akan bisa melupakan masalah-masalah.
We have gotten the foot dust from Guru Maharaj.
Kalau bisa mendapatkan debu dari kaki pada guru.
Next question.
Ada lagi yang bertanya?
Yeah.
Terima kasih. Dari pertanyaan tadi, saya berharap mendapatkan kesimpulan. Berarti kita di ini memang agak unik, ya. Walaupun ada asram itu misalnya Brahmacari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. Vanaprastha pun sulit untuk jangkau di Bali. Jadi lebih banyak kita memilih Grahastha. Tetapi dalam Grahastha pun kita tidak jadi Grahastha. Persen dari penghasilan kita. Jadi solusinya yang praktis, apa yang harus kita lakukan agar mencapai kebutuhan hidupnya?
jadi kelas kepermasyarakatan itu, dan kalau kita punya duit, mampu.
The question is, in Bali he feels that it's really difficult to follow the principle of ashram, that what to speak of becoming a vanaprastha for a householder, to become a grihastha, which is following the principle like giving 50% of the income is very difficult, and we are most of the time fail to follow the principle. So what is the solution for the situation?
If you can't get, what is the solution if one cannot give 50%? Is that the question? Give yourself 100% to Guru and Krishna, and then that will cover everything.
Solusinya bisa dengan memberikan diri kita sepenuhnya untuk pelayanan kepada Guru dan Krishna.
Why 50%? 100%.
Mengapa hanya 50% saja? 100% berikan.
You see, every penny or every whatever your currency is, it's all the property of Guru and Krishna.
Segala harta benda milik kita itu sebenarnya adalah milik Guru dan Krishna.
Are you initiated?
Prabhu sudah diksa.
All right. So, yeah, is your spiritual master living on this planet? Yes. So you consult with your Guru Maharaj. How I'm a working man, I earn money. How you want me to spend this money, Guru Maharaj? You leave it up to him. If you want, I'll give you all my money. Whatever you say, Guru Maharaj, I will do.
Saya datang kepada Guru dan kemudian mengatakan, Oh Guru Maharaj, apa yang Anda inginkan untuk saya lakukan dengan segala yang saya miliki ini, kita serahkan sepenuhnya kepada beliau.
Whatever I have, Guru Maharaj, it is all your property. You just tell me how to engage it.
Segala yang saya miliki itu ini adalah milik Anda sebenarnya, Guru Maharaj. Beritahu hamba bagaimana menggunakannya.
Whatever he says, you do that.
Segala apapun yang kemudian diperintahkan oleh Guru.
And then you are perfectly situated in Krishna consciousness.
Maka kita akan berada dalam kedudukan yang kesadaran Krishna yang sempurna.
Next question.
Ada lagi yang bertanya?
If a devotee have a spouse already passed away, husband or wife passed away, can they find another spouse?
The question is, if the one spouse has passed away, can they find another one?
Pertanyaannya yang di kertas itu adalah kalau penyembah pasangannya sudah meninggal, itu apakah boleh dia mencari pasangan yang baru, apakah suami ataupun istri?
Ideally, no.
Secara ideal, tidak.
But practically, it can be allowed if someone really mind really demands it.
Menurut pertimbangan praktikal itu kadang bisa diizinkan.
Ideally, just like an example, when one devotee named Subal Das.
Seperti ada contoh seorang penyembah yang bernama Subal Das.
He got married.
Dia sudah menikah.
And his wife blew. She left the movement.
Kemudian istrinya itu berhenti bersama Krishna, meninggalkan Krishna.
So Prabhupada said, okay, now I make you a sannyasi. Your wife left the movement, now I make you a sannyasi.
Prabhupada mengatakan, baiklah istrimu sudah pergi, sekarang kamu saya jadikan sannyasi.
Not that, don't worry, I'll give you another wife.
Tidak, Prabhupada tidak mengatakan, oh jangan khawatir, saya kasih kamu istri yang baru.
See, that's like, the more you can be renounced, that is better.
Semakin tidak bisa melepaskan keterikatan seperti itu semakin baik.
So the best thing is if your spouse leaves, then you just remain single throughout the life.
Yang terbaik adalah kalau pasangan sudah meninggal, itu kita tetap single.
But the spiritual master is very kind and merciful, and one is very disturbed, he may give you permission to have to remarry. That can be done.
Tapi kalau kita bertanya kepada guru, kadang-kadang guru bisa memberikan kebijaksanaan atau memberikan izin kalau kita ingin menikah lagi mendapatkan pasangan.
But the best thing is to remain peaceful as a single person.
Tapi yang terbaik adalah tetap damai tenang menjadi seorang single.
Because Vedic culture means decreasing sense desire, not increasing, decreasing it.
Karena budaya Veda artinya mengurangi keinginan-keinginan material itu, bukan menambah, meningkatkannya.
Okay. I thank you all very much.
Saya menyampaikan terima kasih banyak.
It's been very wonderful being here with you all today.
Senang sekali bisa hadir di sini bersama semua penyembah.
Prabhupada says the face is the index of the mind.
Prabhupada mengatakan wajah itu mencerminkan bagaimana isi pikiran.
So seeing your faces, I'm becoming very enlivened in Krishna consciousness.
Melihat wajah Prabhu dan Mataji semua, saya sangat bersemangat.
I see many nice Krishna conscious faces.
Saya melihat banyak penyembah yang berkisah dengan Krishna dengan baik.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Shri Shankar Shankar Prabhu ki jai.